In February and March of 2006, the Irish rock band U2 visited Latin America on the final leg of its Vertigo tour. The band played stadiums seating up to 80,000 fans. Also in attendance were more than a dozen 3D camera rigs. The result is a film that opens today on IMAX screens across the nation. Its title should fit easily on theater marquees, just four characters, U2 3D. According to our critic Bob Mondello, that title says it all, yet somehow not nearly enough.
The opening shot is of the stage in a giant stadium, an image familiar from dozens of concert films, but it doesn't look familiar because hanging in the air, seemingly 10 feet out in front of the screen, is the film's title. When the band takes the stage, the camera swoops around the stadium, giving the movie audience some real-life vertigo. It flies from the nosebleed seats in the second tier at Buenos Aires's River Plate Stadium to a sprawling stage where it zips behind Bono's microphone, past the edge on guitar, to circle Adam Clayton's bass and then hover over drummer Larry Mullins Jr. A process called 3-ality was used for filming U2 3D. It's digital and high def, using double cameras and lots of them. You still need glasses to watch it, but they're quite an advance over those flimsy cardboard things with red and blue lenses that gave people headaches at House of Wax screenings in the 1950s. These are more like sunglasses, polarized, comfortable, but you'll still be slipping them off to see what's real and what isn't, especially during shots where stadium crowds blend with the movie theater crowd. At one point, I was about to tap the shoulder of the guy in front of me to get him to stop waving his arms in the air when I realized they weren't his arms. Seriously cool. Now, this 3D thing is a gimmick, and at first the film just plays with it. U2's stage has two curving runways that put Bono out in the middle of the crowd, giving the cameras plenty of depth to exploit, and the filmmakers have fun soaring away from the sky-high jumbotron that backs the band and poking microphones out into the movie theater. And wait till you see what happens when the directors do a dissolve in three dimensions and can materialize one band member inside another band member. After the 3D parameters are established, though, the cameras settle down a bit and let U2's music take flight on its own. It helps that U2 has a social conscience to go with its musicianship. International anti-hunger appeals and stands on peace and justice have long given their shows depth of a sort that has nothing to do with 3D. They deliver a pretty mesmerizing show, complete in U2 3D with IMAX sound. No three-hour parking mess at the stadium, and the feeling that you'd barely have to stretch out your arm to high-five Bono from your theater seat. Better than a rock concert? Well, I'll let you decide on that, but let me tell you, it's close. I'm Bob Mundell.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.